Later today, the Pope meets with Catholic educators, and tomorrow he travels to New York to speak to the United Nations.
And while he's there, Pope Benedict will make his first ever, actually the first ever, papal visit to an American synagogue.
And NPR's Robert Smith went to the Upper East Side in New York to see the preparations both for the Pope and for Passover.
It's a Passover tradition to cleanse the home. But when you know the Pope's stopping by, you scrub even harder. On 67th Street, a crew aims a power washer at the Byzantine-style facade of the Park East Synagogue. They carefully angle the jets of water away from the round stained glass windows. Inside, a dozen kids practice a welcome song for the Pope. They need to perfect three songs, but Rabbi Arthur Schneier keeps jumping in to drill the kids on the meaning.
And what does that mean?
We bring peace.
Correct.
The week before Passover is always crazy for a rabbi, but this year Schneier has barely had time to stop and reflect. This will be only the third time in history a pope has visited a synagogue, the first time in America.
Yes, it's a historic moment, and for me personally, it's a very emotional one, to be able to convey the prayers and feelings, not only for myself, but on behalf of the Jewish people.
If that seems like a hefty burden, well, the rabbi is used to it. For decades, Schneier has been on his own personal diplomatic mission. In the 1960s, he led some of the first protests on behalf of Jews trapped in the Soviet Union. Since then, he's traveled the globe, pushing for religious freedom and interfaith understanding. He's met four popes and has often been to the Vatican, driven in part by his family story.
You know, when you go through the Holocaust, and as I did, saw my synagogue burn on Kristallnacht in Vienna, and then lived through the Nazi occupation in Hungary, when you survive, you want to pay back.
Schneier is 78 years old, 3 years younger than Pope Benedict. It's not lost on the rabbi that as he was living under the Nazis in Budapest, the man who would become pope was in Germany. Joseph Ratzinger was required to join the Hitler Youth and serve in the German army. Schneier says that in some ways, they share this history.
The ravages of war, the pain, the suffering, it influences your whole orientation in life. And the fact that he has chosen to make his statement, because his presence is a statement of solidarity and outreach, is very significant.
Although the significance did have to be explained to the children of the congregation.
I thought they were actually trying to prank us. Like, I thought there were cameras all around and said, oh my God, the Pope is coming to our school.
I get to see him in person.
After choir practice, 11-year-old Jonathan Carton sits with his little brother, Sharon. They've been getting something of a crash course in Catholic history, although they don't get everything quite right.
I know that he is from Italy, and Catholic people are 4/5 of the world.
The brothers didn't need to be reminded that Catholics and Jews have had a troubled history. Their grandparents survived the Holocaust in Poland. Jonathan says he realized how far his family has come, that he would get a chance to meet the Pope.
The fact that he's coming will bring peace between people who hate Jews and Jews who hate Catholics. Just bring peace, like, so they go hand in hand.
That's a lot to accomplish in a 20-minute visit. But maybe there's just enough time for Pope Benedict to stand under the Star of David, for Rabbi Schneier to take the Torah scrolls from the Ark, and for the children to sing and witness a little history. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York. Yeah.